We're late. Call to order Board of Works for July 24th. Need approval of minutes from July 10th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department.
Good afternoon, Sunny Pink Staff, Fire Department. I won't read all this to you, so. To date, we have made 1,426 emergency responses. We received the new battalion truck, went and picked it up last Friday from Jerry's Automotive in Evansville. Battalion Chief Streeter worked on it today, getting the lights synced, and it should be in service and ready to go by Wednesday of this week. So we're real happy about that. Ladder 3 is in service. However, the air conditioner is down for the, seems like every year we have trouble with that truck and the air conditioner. Telling us it's the condenser at a cost of $3,000, but I'm in, just to let you know, I'm in contact with the manufacturer and hopefully get that taken care of for hopefully some warranty work, considering we just replaced that compressor back in February of 2016. And also on a not so good note, Station 4 is looking like we're going to have to replace the air conditioner and the furnace unit in that station, and it's going to cost around $8,500. So I'm working on that too to see exactly what that all entails. That's all the good news I have. Thank you. We had one fire the other night, but it was just a camper, so.
Bill's up next.
Bill Cooper, City Inspector. From 625 to date, we've had 91 grass violations, 80 junk and debris, and 27 trash letters sent out. So, thank you.
Laura.
Laura Ariel, Animal Shelter. So far this year, we have taken in 575 animals. We've had 316 adoptions, and we've returned 102 animals back to their owners. We have been battling some cat illness at the shelter, a really nasty parasite called Giardia. We've had the cat room closed down for about a week now. It's one of the rare diseases that can be passed from humans or to animals to humans. It's not likely. In my 8 or 9 years working with animals, I've never ever gotten it, and I've handled lots of animals with Giardia. But to be safe then, sorry, we've closed the cat room down. We just reopened it today. We have 30 kittens, so we have a special. It's raining cats and kittens. So we're going to be adopting out cats and kittens through Saturday for $25, which
maybe
is
you tie
really
that in with the DeWig thing that you got coming. buy a half a slab, you get a free kitten.
I mean, yeah, I wish I could. Yeah, but $25 kittens. So and that's really because we just don't want to go through another bout of this Giardia again. It's no fun. I have bad news too. It's been kind of a really rough week for us with stuff too. Last week, we actually had all three of our vehicles go down the same time. Our Chevy, which is our really nice animal control vehicle, it's got about 160,000 miles on it, but it's got really nice cages that were built into it, very expensive cages. And so when I got my price quote back on that for like $900, I decided to come in and see about getting a new vehicle. Anyways, then the Ford broke down. That's the worst vehicle, so we decided to have the Chevy fixed and still look for something else, but go a different way. Good news, I just got my Chevy back today, and it was even less than what they had said it was going to be, so that was good. It only ended up being about $600, but I have found a vehicle, and so I have a couple of price quotes to show you guys. So the van that the Chevy van that we have right now is a full-sized Chevy cargo van, and the cages that are built into it were done by a company in Warsaw, Indiana, which is by Fort Wayne. It's called Mavron, and they do superior work. They do prisoner transport and animal transport, and these cages are all built in. There's for water, so you can rinse everything out. So all the cages have like their own drains in them that go out to one drain that goes down on the bottom. Everything is if you take a minute and come and look at my my Chevy van, and you can see it looks like it's been done at the manufacturers. So these cages are very expensive, but the inserts, the cages, can actually be put in vehicles later. So once we replace this Chevy that we're going to need to replace probably next year, we'll be able to take those cages out and have them put them in another vehicle. So you can continue to reuse these cages over and over again. So when you look at those price quotes, I just want you to keep that in mind, that this is they've got heating and air conditioning. There's lights in there that they put in. So this kind of does everything. So do I have your permission to bring up some quotes that you guys can look over?
But we won't do anything with them until I get the council to say that they'll spend money on a van.
This is
how much is it to the cages? Move them over. Give me all this and I'll get with you after the meeting so I can have for the camera.
So for the record, the quotes for the vans and the equipment to be supplied with cages were taken under advisement by the mayor.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks.
No old business. We'll move to new business, pavilion rental and street closure. Mr. Vermillion.
You're up.
Thank you. I guess, guys, I'm here with the same request and same story that I've had last year before.
We like that.
Really, no new amendments to what our plan is for homecoming this year. I'm primarily with the group that organizes the event at the pavilion, so we're here requesting for use of the pavilion for a public event, and then street associated street closings, and then assistance from the street department and the police department in setting up street closings and traffic before and after the parade.
Right. And you're working with DOTS.
Yes, what?
And you're working with DOTS.
And we are working with DOTS, yeah. We always have before. Last year we decided at the last minute to dedicate part of the area on Bussman Street for parking for people at the pavilion, because so many people in the past have complained about there's no place for them to park close and unload. So we put out a couple of no parking signs, and then DOTS had some issues with that, so we'll basically leave that block open, only put out two signs, and at least leave half the block unmarked. So,
okay.
But still, if people park there, I mean, those spots, they're not police, they don't hand out tickets, we don't tow off, we're just right. Asking the patrons to unload and move on. So,
okay. Okay, so I make a motion on Friday, September 29th, that the pavilion be utilized all day from 7 a.m. till closing of the facility at 1 a.m. the following morning, closing of the streets as described using the customary pattern for homecoming, and the use of the city dump truck for trash collection.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, Dick.
Thanks, Dick.
We'll see you guys there.
Yep, we'll be there.
Next is Daywick Rib Fest. Liz Ramon.
No, Liz, come on.
Sorry, it's a really busy week. Thank you for seeing me today. My name's Liz from Valley. I'm here today to ask for the closing of Dubois between 4th and 5th on Saturday, September 23rd for our Fall Rib Fest. We'd like to request that from 5 a.m. until about 4 p.m. Might be 3 p.m., just depends on the traffic and how that goes. And we would also like to request the use of traffic cones to block off the streets, and as well as permission to place advertising signs along various streets beginning the Monday prior to Rib Fest.
So what's involved there in terms of the advertising signs?
Just a sign saying Rib Fest at Valley.
Oh, just like a directional.
Give us a call.
Kind of, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Place an order, something like that.
Okay. So, Embrace, you're okay with that. Okay. So this is a motion to approve the closing of Dubois from 4th to 5th for the DeWig Rib Fest on Saturday, September 23rd from 5 a.m. to 4 p.m.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next.
Thank you.
Paint the Town Green.
I'm back. Okay, so now I'm here to ask for permission. I'll just read the letter because it's like, yeah, okay. So Valley is once again partnering with the Lincoln High School Pride of the Green Marching Band to help paint the town green for homecoming this year. This was such an amazing fundraiser for the band last year, and we were able to raise nearly $1,300 for the band and all the kids involved. With the success of it last year, we anticipate this year to be even bigger, with even more businesses and individuals sponsoring our exciting wind wavers and spirit topiaries. Valley's asking for permission to place these along the parade route on the day of September 29th. They will be placed into the dirt or grass that is between the street and the sidewalk. We will return after the parade has taken place to collect any remaining poles and balloons so it looks as good as new and leaves the route clean. We hope you will support this exciting show of school spirit as we paint the town green for Lincoln.
If you're just a little more enthusiastic, we might consider it. So the street department's fine with this. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the paint the town green effort to plant wavers and spirit topiaries along the parade route to be removed immediately after the parade.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you.
Next is the Betty J. McCormick Van Gogh contract. That is just the same as years past. The only difference is it went from $20,000 to $40,000. So I just need approval to sign the contract.
And that's because of Van Gogh?
Yes.
Increases, correct?
Yes. This is for Van Gogh, yes. It's a Van
okay.
Gogh contract.
Okay. So I make a motion that we approve the contract between the City of Vincennes and the McCormick Senior Center as described for the Van Gogh project in the amount of $40,000.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And next is health insurance renewal. Met with Benefit 7. It looks like we are going to see a 10% increase with our health insurance this year. We are looking at some other options, but for now, we're going to stick with what we've got with a 10% increase and then explore some other options.
So that's a report, or that's something that requires a motion on?
I guess we need a motion to approve signing the contract for it.
Okay, so do we have a specific amount, Sharon, or the?
It's.
Or it depends on the number of?
Yeah, it's like a $165,000 increase, which puts it up to $1,700,000. I forgot all my figures in the back.
Okay. So if we basically make a motion that approves the insurance renewal to encompass a 10% rate increase, that would cover our needs for the ordinance? Or for the, okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the
Benefit 7, health insurance renewal with a 10% increase in rates.
I'll second the motion.
And just real quick, that is based on whenever we signed for it last year, they had also agreed that they would not raise our health insurance more than 10%. And had we not signed that, it probably would have went up closer to 25%.
Jeez.
So, with that said, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nothing else on our miscellaneous, just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.